Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sam.
So, tell me how you met.
So, I met your dad in high school. I was 15 and he was 17. And he was my younger brother's basketball coach on Saturday mornings. And I got to know him that way. Once he got to know my brother, then I got to know him. And then we started to date.
That's pretty, that's pretty interesting. Describe your marriage proposal.
Marriage proposal?
Yeah.
We were in Farmington Hills, Michigan, in my house that I grew up in. And your dad had asked my mom and dad for my hand in marriage. And then they said they had to think about it and go take a drive. And so he came back in an hour and they said yes. And so I was at work, and when I got home, we were in our family room, and it was just me and him, and he pulled out a ring and asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 20 and your dad was 21.
So you're living in your parents' basement at 20?
No, we didn't have a basement in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
We had a long ranch. So, yeah, I was in college, going to school locally, and your dad was home from the Marine Corps on leave. All
right. Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel when you first saw me / held me?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. So, the day you were first born, it was very late at night by the time you and your twin brother came along. I had to have you to be a C-section, and they delivered you first because you're the oldest. And they said I was laying on the gurney with the big curtain, and I couldn't see anything because I had a C-section. They had to cut me open. So they said, Dad, you want to stand up and see baby A, because that was what you were at the time, was baby A, and there's baby B. And your dad stood up, and instead of looking at the baby, he looked at my guts, opened up on the table, and he came crashing down, almost fainting. And after he came to, then they gave the baby to your dad, and then I held you. And it was amazing.
Was Jake out by the time he held me?
I don't know. Yes, probably. Because they had to clean you up and then give you over to me.
Was Nana there when that happened?
Nana was there. She wasn't in the room, but after you guys were born and they brought me back to my room, then, not back to the room, but back to the delivery room, maybe? Because I didn't have you guys in my room. I had to go to the OR. And, there's pictures, actually. I have to go look them up. Of Dad holding both of you and then Nana holding you guys too. So really, they held you both before I could because I was sedated with medication.
Interesting. What was it like as a child?
Sam, as a child, let's see. Sam's very conscientious. Very caring. Always wants to do the right thing. Kind of perfectionism, which is good and bad. Let's see, what else? You were a slow bloomer when it came to sports. But then as you got older, you kind of came to your own and surpassed other siblings that you have.
Yeah, the other one.
In certain sports. As far as your studies, so you're easygoing and you like to wait to the last minute, which drives me nuts. And as fast as you can run, you move very slow when you're not running.
I like to take my time.
You do, because that means you're a thinker. And that's what I admire about you. I admire that you're a thinker. You have to think things through. And you're, like I said, you're very thoughtful in everything that you do.
Sounds like I'm pretty smart.
You're right.
Did you have a nickname?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I have a nickname?
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Just Jen.
Jen?
Yeah.
Never Jenny?
No, we don't do Jenny.
Did Uncle Mike ever call you Jenny?
No, I didn't care what you called me until I had a third grade teacher. And she had this piercing voice, and she would call me Jenny. And it was just horrible, and I hated her. And so ever since then, I don't like to be called Jenny. And anyone who knows me knows I don't like to be called Jenny.
Does Uncle Mike ever try to
mess with you? If he wants to mess with me, yeah.
He'll never call you, like, Jenny. He'll just call you Jen.
He just calls me Jen. If he calls me Jennifer, he's probably because he's mad.
What was your relationship with your parents?
Ooh. I was very close with my parents. my dad was very strict, Baptist strict, but very loving at the same time, very sports oriented. So he was always playing sports with me and my brother. Me and my mom were very close. We would always go shopping. I would say that she probably was more like my best friend growing up. I didn't mind staying home on a Saturday or a Friday night, and we'd just sit and talk, and she'd tell stories about when she was young and when she was dating and all that kind of stuff. And then my most memorable moment is when it's before cell phones, and she told my dad that we were going out shopping at 12 Oaks Mall in Michigan. So we went out shopping, and we were gone for 8 hours. Didn't even realize it until we got back in the car. And we bought like one or two things, but we would sit and talk and laugh and just go around, and it was fun.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Oh, Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike and I were close. We fought a lot when we were smaller, just always tussling. And then when we got into high school, we became more like friends. I remember one time your Uncle Mike trusted me to cut his hair. And I did, and I cut his bangs too short, and he was embarrassed. He had like these little tiny bangs that were all the way up here, and he was like in 7th or 8th grade, and everyone was making fun of him at school. He was mad at me for a long time. But yeah, growing up, we were, till he decided to go his own way, make his own path, we were pretty close.
Not as close as me and Jake though, right?
Nope.
What does religion or spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
That's a deep question. So I am a born-again believer. I accepted Jesus into my heart when I was 10 years old. It's the foundation of how I think and act and generally am. Not perfect by any means. But always try to seek out God in my decision making, in my everyday life, but more recently try to be thankful for everything and grateful, instead of focusing on the things that stress me out. I try to focus on the things that I'm thankful for,
like me,
like you. So I recently started a journal. Every day I write down one thing that I see God in or that I'm grateful for. Instead of focusing on all the craziness, focus on that, and that helps change your heart and the way that you look at life.
Interesting. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been big influences in your life?
Wow. Big influences? I would say my mom, always there for me, always questions, concerns, always there to help, always there to listen, just kind of like a stable force, you know, until Uncle Mike got involved. with her life most recently, but I would say my mom.
She is a worry bug.
She can worry, but she never used to be that way. So as she's gotten older, she's become more worrisome. But I think that's just what happens with age.
Yeah, and you're like a billion years old, so you're getting there.
Hey, do you want to live to see tomorrow?
What advice would you give your teenage self?
A teenage self? Not to be so shy. Not to worry about what other people think, because they're not even thinking about you, they're thinking about themselves.
Some pretty good stuff. Do you have any regrets?
I think I guess maybe in high school, something that always bothered me when I first started I went back to my school for my senior year, and everyone was telling me, oh, you're going to be the homecoming queen, you're going to be the homecoming queen. And I was like, what are you talking about, people? Just, I'm who I am. And then I started to act kind of weird. And not bad, but just kind of like, it didn't matter to me. And it kind of mattered to me. But actually, it didn't even matter anyways, because my one friend who got really, really sick, she was in my wedding, Carrie, she got a virus where she was hospitalized for like 3 months, and it kind of put everything in perspective, and that kind of stuff didn't bother me as much anymore, and she wound up being homecoming queen, but all because we voted for her because she lived. So just normal, probably teenage stuff there. Maybe putting things into perspective more. It helped me put things into perspective and not be so caught up in popularity.
How would you like to be remembered?
Someone who loves God, loves their family, who's just there, someone you can rely on, someone who Christ can be seen in my life, not for my glory, but for his glory, to point people to him.
All right. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, son. Love ya.
Love
you. You didn't say
love you too.